The only
what is the secret word tonight, George?
I guess I have to ask the duck what it is. The duck will come down.
The duck will be glad to come down. And this is the good word right here. And if any of our couples say it, they'll cart home an extra 100 cartwheels.
Dorothy Love and Edward Kramer are waiting to talk to you, and in case you're interested, neither of them is married. So for your time, please, and me, Ross Shawar.
Dorothy Love, and you're not married?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not married?
No, I'm not, Dorothy.
I should think with a name like that, you'd be working on husband number 15 by this time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married?
No, I'm not, Dorothy.
Well, then I pronounce you man or what? First kiss, and then you start handing over your paycheck. George, bring out the next contestant.
Tell me a little bit, Mr. Moss.
I'm Dorothy. Where do you hail from?
Peoria, Illinois.
Peoria?
That's right.
That's a big beer town. That's a big town.
Yeah.
And Ed, where are you from?
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay. Also a beer town.
That's an even bigger beer town. Why, you two were made for each other. Both been weaned on beer. All you had to do is get your heads together. I now pronounce you Schlitz and Budweiser.
This is so funny. Is that what you're saying?
That's true. Yes. Dorothy, do you have a job?
I teach at Hollywood High School and Fairfax High School in the adult education department.
What do you teach?
I teach speech improvement and speech arts in the fine art department to foreign born. Adjusting them to the ways of the world.
You're a dramatic coach, huh?
That's true. But,
You teach the foreign born?
Yes.
Did you ever hear of Leo Rustin?
Oh, yes.
He's written a couple of books about that very thing.
Only my people are like that. Mm-hmm. And they're funnier, and they're for real.
Mm-hmm. Do a lot of funny things happen in your schoolroom?
Wonderfully funny things.
Well, tell us about something.
For instance, one Christmas, the ladies decided that I had been single long enough, and so each one of them brought me a box with something black in it to lure myself a husband.
Well, why would a black box bring you...
Something in the box was black, and most of it was lingerie.
Oh, I see.
I've been bit, you know, lingerie.
Well, I don't wear any myself.
Black underwear is supposed to have something to do with the
world. Supposed to be symbolic with the sin?
Well, I don't think
it's... Do you have a job, Ed? This is a subject that I think we better depart from. You just sit around the house all day collecting your unemployment insurance.
Well, not very likely. You see, I work for the federal government and have been for the last 23 years.
Well, goodbye, Ed. It was nice meeting you. So what do you do for the government? You just rob them the same as everybody else?
Well, I'm in a life position where I help people get money.
You do?
In the sense that I manage the United States Social Security Office in Hollywood.
Oh, you mean you're the guy who someday is going to give me my Social Security?
Well, I hope so, because my office takes care of Hollywood and Beverly Hills.
Can you give it to me now so I can get my laundry back?
I'd be very happy to if you...
What do you have to do to get
this money? Well, first of all, you have to be 65 if you're a man and age 62 for a woman.
Yeah. And that's all?
That's all. Besides working under Social Security a certain length of time,
you
become...
Well, you have to work. Huh?
Oh, yeah. You have to work and pay taxes.
Let's forget it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
you say a woman has to be 62? Have you ever met a woman who would concede that she was 62?
This is the only time that it pays for a woman to tell the truth. when she is 62. And most people, well, we found that a lot of women have been 40 for so long, and immediately they're 62 when they stop.
What a struggle they must go through. Gloria, I can't get you two married, eh? Don't you and Ed have some hobby in common?
Sure.
Perhaps I've overlooked something that might bring you together. Dorothy, when you're not teaching, what do?
Mm-hmm.
Ball the jack or anything?
I fish off of the Santa Monica Pier. Sports arena.
Oh, wonderful. You like fishing?
Oh, I'd rather fish than eat.
Well, apparently you've been doing both, aren't you? I don't want to get personal, Dorothy, but aren't you just a teeny weeny bit overweight?
I say teeny weeny. I say 10 pounds. Or 12, maybe 15. Yeah, 5 minutes.
But why is that? Can't you stick to a diet? Or don't you want to be thin?
Oh, I don't know. I have a lot of fun this way, and I'm also busy, yeah. But I'd like to, we'd all like to be glamorous, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, I think you're glamorous.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yes.
Girl, I love you.
I think you're witty,
and I
think you're cute, and I think you're charming.
I love you.
And if this fellow doesn't marry you, he should be horsewhipped. Why can't you stick to a diet, then?
Well, Grasso, I'm going to be perfectly frank.
Well,
I can
wish
stick
you would.
2 days with
You've
it, and then
frank
I
about
am
your
so...
own way. You might as well be frank
I'm
about
so bored that. With diet that I completely forget them, and I get all interested in my students and trying to help them and fishing and running a house and this and that and other thing, and all. It's much easier to grab a hamburger at the corner driving.
Let's see. What
and
do you
worry about what balances with what and add 5 to 10 calories and get some protein in the Shall we
change? We have an expert here on the ground here.
Really?
Would you like him to come?
Oh, sure. I have drawers of diamonds.
I know. You said they were black. Dr. Fenneman, would you come out for a minute?
Oh, sure.
This is old Dr. George.
No, he's not a doctor. He's a physician.
Yes. Now, would you mind explaining your problem to him and maybe George can help
problem,
you?
Problem? Which one? That's a sugar.
I mean
I'm
about
worry,
over,
I'm a nervous
overweight.
Nibbler, and then I worry.
She's nervous about her weight. No. She's a nibbler.
Yeah, nibbler.
Well, that's too bad.
That's too bad. You mean if when you go to a doctor and tell him you've got rheumatism or something, the doctor says, that's too bad? He says, give me $10? George, let's be sensible for a second. What should she do about this problem?
Oh, I don't know what she should do about it, Frank. You don't have a problem. You're all right. I like that.
He doesn't know it, but he's got a problem. He's going to get bounced.
He's not a very good doctor.
No. Dad, do you have any advice to give Dorothy?
Well, none except that I follow a low-fat and high-protein protein diet.
Well,
Dorothy, I wouldn't want
fat,
to change one
ounce. I eat the silly old protein.
I like you the way you are. Don't you, Ed?
I think he's very charming.
Thank you. You're very kind.
I now pronounce you high-protein and low-fat. That'll be $3 for you. I'm sure you're both more interested in winning some money than in discussing your private problems.
That would be nice.
Dr. Fenneman, bring out the question box. What category have they chosen?
World geography, right? You understand how to play the game?
I think so.
Well, you have 4 questions to make $500. And the 100 are easier than the 2, and the 2 are easier than the $300 question.
Okay.
There we go.
You know, Ed, if when it comes to your turn, you can take a $300 one if you want.
Thank you, Doctor.
Be influenced by Dottie.
I don't know.
For $100, where are the lakes of Killarney?
Island
is right.
You now have $100 and 3 more chances to make 5.
For $200, what is the largest city in Finland? Come on, kid.
I'm afraid I don't know the answer.
Well, it's Helsinki.
Another $100 question.
What important country shares the same peninsula with Portugal?
Spain.
Spain is right.
You now have $200 left. $200. You have one more question left to make 500, and that's what I was getting at. $300 question.
For $300, Florence, Italy is on what river?
Talk it over.
The Po? No, I'm sorry. It's the Arno. A-R-N-O. So
you wound up with $200.
Sorry you didn't win more. Congratulations anyway, and thanks for coming down. Fun having you here. Thank you very much.
Is the greatest show on earth. The ship, the stage. The crew, the players.
Ziskind, who wants to talk to you. Her partner.
I know she wants to talk.
Oh, you know, you figure that as long as they're here.
I guess we would have lent some money.
Elsie Ziskind is here.
Yes.
And her partner is a
you
special
told
guest.
Me that.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to talk to you now.
No. I don't blame her. I don't want to talk to you either.
And her partner, I think you'll want to talk to. One of Hollywood's brightest young stars, Mr. Gene Nelson.
Welcome to you, Bets of Life. Say the secret word and goodbye. This is one of the great American dances, Mr. Nelson. When I was a kid, I used to save up my money so I could go to the movies just as well. And your name is Elsie Ziskind, is that right?
That's right.
Isn't that a musical instrument, a Ziskind, that you play like this or something? Hungarian? Where do you spring from, Elsie?
Philadelphia.
What's that?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, huh? Why did you leave Philadelphia? You got sick of Scrapple?
I left Philadelphia because my husband wanted to come out here.
How long have you been married?
21 years.
21 years. That's mm-hmm. a long time. How do you account for 21 years of inspired bliss? Do you have some secret that you could divulge?
Well, it's not exactly a secret. I think a woman should let the man be the head of the house, respect him as such, and get to know him well enough so that, for instance, in my case, if he sits at the other side of the living room and looks at me and about to say something, I answer him before he says it.
Must make a very interesting conversation. How can you give him an answer when he doesn't even get a chance to ask the question?
I know what he wants to say.
Oh, he must be a real brilliant talker, this fellow.
He doesn't get a chance.
Oh, he doesn't get a chance to talk. No wonder you've been married 21 years. How about you, Gene? Are you married?
Oh, yes, Justin. Mm-hmm.
Happily married?
Very.
Well, isn't this wonderful? Couple up here and both of them are happily married. How old are you, Gene?
I'm 39.
Really?
Beautiful. I think it's been a handicap in many respects.
You mean the fact that you look so youthful?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, professionally it has. When I was like 19 or 20, I looked about 16. When I was 25, I looked about 19 or 20. And constantly when the casting directors in the various studios, they hire you for a part. And you say, well, I'm 25. And they look at you and say, we're not doing teenage pictures today, you know. Mm. But I'm gaining on it now.
Oh.
And then I'm getting...
I have a similar problem, you know. When I was 18, I looked 80. Elsie, do you have a job or does housework keep you busy?
No, I have a job, Groucho. I'm a waitress at Lenny's of Beverly Hills.
Oh, the delicatessen. I go there frequently. Haven't I seen... I've seen you at Lenny's. Huh?
Yes, you have.
If you're the one I'm thinking of, I've waited on you many times. Elsie, would you say I'm a good customer, or am I the complaining type?
You're the complaining type.
In what way? I don't complain every time. Sometimes
you complain.
When I stagger out of your place, I'm too sick to complain. What do I complain about?
You complain about everything. You complain about the air conditioning. It's not on right. It's too hot or it's too cold.
You know, I have the air conditioning on right, you say?
And then sometimes you complain about the boys rattling the dishes.
That's true. There's no place like a delicatessen for rattling dishes. Well, in other words, Elsie, you'd be glad if I didn't come in there at all. Is that what you're driving at? Just
no,
tell me, you know.
No, I wouldn't say that because,
you
know...
I can go to the entree cafeteria. It's much cheaper across the street.
No, I like to see you, Groucho, because you're not cheap.
I'll take care of that the next time I go in. Well, Gene, let's get back to you. What about him? Is he a liberal tipper?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
What do you mean by not bad?
Well, there is...
Let's say you had a check for $2. What does he leave under the chapel's chicken liver, which obviously he doesn't eat?
Well, I think he'd leave a half a dollar.
Half a dollar? Well, that's a big tip, isn't it?
Average.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I've been leaving a dime for years, and I... Gene, do you ever do any teaching? I know you don't run a school, but do you ever take any brilliant pupils and work with them?
Yeah, sometimes. Are you acting for yourself or for somebody else?
No, I'm a great dancer. I don't need any lessons.
Oh, I...
Now, the fact is, when I found out you were going to be in the show tonight, I managed to arrange to have a very talented little girl up here, hoping you could teach her a few steps. Now, would you be interested in a beautiful girl around 19?
Yeah, I think so.
No, the fact of the matter is, it's my daughter, Melinda. And Melinda, come out here for a minute, huh? Quick, before he changes his mind. Hello, Melinda. Now, would you mind teaching her a few steps?
Well, I'd be very happy to.
Would you need any music to...
Yeah, a little...
Well, then you don't want this orchestra.
What do you think, so?
Well, I've heard them. I've had the disadvantage over you. What kind of music would you want?
Well, well, if you start off a little vamp will be all right, you know.
Just a vamp? Have
yeah.
You got a vamp over there you're not using?
An old one, you know.
An old vamp, huh?
Would you like to give me a lesson? I think you're coaching your father on the side.
She's actually 40, I believe.
Oh, all right, there you go. Like you don't need me at all. Jack, no music for the other day. May I join you?
Thank you.
say wonderful to make up a routine like that just on the spur of the moment. Actually, they've been rehearsing for about 3 years.
And it's been fun.
Gene is an old friend of mine, and he came on the show to dance with Melinda just as a favor to me. And I thought it was real cute.
Well, it was really a favor to me.
Yeah, and a favor to me, because I'm not exactly impartial, you know, in my appraisal of this. But I thought she did a real cute job.
Sure.
Smiled out there. Melinda, was wonderful meeting you here tonight. I'm not sure that I'll ever see you again until you need help with your homework. So I think, you know, you got to go to school tomorrow. Now you go home and go to bed. And when I get there, I'll tuck you in and put the cat on your head where he usually sleeps. Okay? Well, would you bring out the question? What category have Elsie and Gene selected?
You selected cities of foreign countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to play the game?
Yes, I think so.
We have four questions to make $500.
Go ahead. I'll pay you.
$200.
Mm-hmm. For $200, here are the cities, Bergen and Trondheim. What's the country?
It was a very, very famous city, Bergen, during the Second World War.
The other city is Trondheim.
You name the country.
I'll take a guess and say Austria.
No, you weren't even close. It was Norway.
Well, you have three more chances to make $500. Another $200.
For $200, here are the cities. Kazan City and Zamboanga. Zamboanga. And Quezon City. Kazan?
Philippines.
Right?
Philippines.
You played there.
Right. Low Zamboanga is where I said.
You now have $200 and two more chances to make five. Another $200 question.
Here are the cities, Belgrade and Zagreb. Zagreb. What is the country?
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia is right.
You now have $400. One more chance to make five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For $200.
Here are the cities, Pilsen and Prague. What is the country?
Prague is Czechoslovakia.
That is right. You don't even ask him anything. Mm-hmm.
And you wind up with $500, which means that you... $600, I beg your pardon.
So you get a chance at the big money later on. Thanks for showing up, and thanks for teaching my daughter that dance.
It was a pleasure, Greg.
A new school for their children. Your dollars to care will give them the tools to build that dream.
All right, George, here's the big question. Who's going to try for the big money?
Elsie Ziskin and Gene Nelson earn $600 in the quiz tonight, so they get a chance at the big money right now.
Well, congratulations, and pick a number for a total of $10,000. One of you pick a number. What's your lucky number when you shoot dice?
Eight.
Give him an eight.
Not when I shoot dice.
That's eight from Decatur, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what's your lucky number?
I'll take a lucky seven.
A lucky seven. All right, now, one of you spin the wheel. And if any... Your numbers are 7 and 8, and it landed on 6.
Now, this question is worth a total of $2,000. The ultimate in mountain climbing was reached in 1953 when two men stood on top of Mount Everest. One of these men was a Sherpa guide named Tenzing Norgay. For $2,000, who was the famous British climber who accompanied him to the top? His name was in headlines for weeks afterwards. And if you don't know, guess. What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Hillary.
Hillary is right. Sir Edmund Hillary. So you've got to... Well, the right answer, and it's a pretty tough question. So you win a total of $2,000, and what are you going to do with all your money?
Well, I think I'll buy myself a new wardrobe, and whatever I have left over, buy my husband a suit.
Oh, good. Why? Is he walking around in his underwear? What are you going to do with yours, Swag?
Huh? Well, I think I'm going to probably give half it to my favorite charity.
Oh, you mean Melinda?
Of course. Oh. And the other half I'll probably put in a fund for my son.
Oh.
For,
how old is your son, Gene?
He's 12.
12. Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad. Melinda's 18 and a half, you know. Perhaps we could work out a dancing act. However, we can take it under consideration. We don't have to make a decision right this moment.
No.
Well, anyhow, congratulations and thanks for being with us. And the dance was just charming.
Thanks very much, sir.
Stay tuned for The Judy Lynn Show, next in view.